Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yeah, it's a great day for a fool's party on the Amy Beth Berkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? We'll be fooling around and take on the cultural cacophony in the crazy week that was. The victory-slash-vendetta tour rolls on, and yet the unhinged one seems to be shooting himself in the foot of what was, by most accounts, his best week ever. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the 2020 race, is it Biden time or no? Uncle Joe may face some problems with his touchy-feely baggage before he even enters the race. And the perils of the First Amendment and keeping up with Mr. Jones, the right-wing talk show host, faces backlash of his crazy deposition in a couple of important Sandy Hook lawsuits. We'll talk about that. Inspiration to Action Chomp, success stories, my creative walk in the woods. Oh, so much great music, including your Forgotten 45s. And you in the mix. Are you listening live? It is Sunday, March 31st, 1 p.m. out west, 3 o'clock Central Time, and 4 o'clock here in the East. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Hey, Twitter's 24/7, so live or on podcast, jump in when it works for you at AB Rights. And should you find yourself listening live to the broadcast, as more and more folks seem to do each time, avail yourself of the entire social media matrix. That includes our Facebook page and our PopNet chat box, all being held by the talented, tenacious TCS crew, Trudy in the booth, Aurora and ML at headquarters. The show today is brought to you in part by Old Navy. Spring forward for great styles and savings at Old Navy. By Panera, the way food should be, now delivered, and by our pals at PopNet. Arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. Boy, did I get skewered by the right and the left. That being the voice of reason, I should know. Heed that warning as you board the ship of fools known as the Amy Beth Arkley Show. So happy to welcome you. Join us, won't you?
To see the captain, strangest I could find, laid my proposition down, laid it on the line. I won't slave for Vegas pay, likewise gold and jewels, but I would to learn the way, sink your ship of fools, ship of fools, on a cruel sea, ship of fools, sail away from me. It was later when I first believed you, now I cannot share your laughter, ship of blue. Saw your first ship sink and drown from rocking up the boat, and all that could not sink or swim was just left there to float.
Bye.
that cup no more. Though I could not cross at all, I still might want a few. Don't let your hand to raise no place atop no ship of pool.
Yeah. do.
That's so funny. Last time I heard that, I laughed so hard I fell off my dinosaur.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only the joke was on me.
Classic joke, oh, so many years ago, the Bee Gees, not so forgotten, 45. Or Darcy via the PubNet chat box, and Millie on Twitter. Thanks, gals, for your kind words. Always happy to have you tagging along for the ride. Indigo Girls and Joking and the Grateful Dead all aboard their ship of fools. We're on the cusp of April Fool's Day. April Fool's Eve, is that possible? So it's always confusing exactly how April Fool's Day came about. Some folks date it back to 1582 when the French switched from the Julian to the Gregorian calendar. And back then, you know, they didn't have social media. They didn't have Twitter, Facebook, et cetera. So people took them a while to get the news and go from April 1st, late March or April, early April, as the start of the new year, to January 1st. So folks who were late getting the memo, so to speak, got pranks and hoaxes played on them. Hoaxes, interesting word, right? Interesting concept. Other folks dated back to ancient Rome, and there was a festival called Hilaria where folks at the end of March, early April, were dressing up in disguises. So there you have it. I feel like we've had one big long April Fool's joke for the last 2 years, and now the Mueller report is out, sort of. Bill Barr took, 48 hours to come up with his three-page summary, quote-unquote, which he now says is not really a summary. It was just an alert. He's going to write the real, release the real report, redacted, emphasis on redacted, in about another 3 weeks, and they're going to call Executive Order Trump, who said, I got nothing to hide, show the whole thing, now says, oh, the Democrats will never be satisfied, maybe we won't show anything. Something is in that report, you know, it's got to, we got to see it, that's for sure. What's your take? Twitter is AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Yes, pop in the chat box, Facebook page open as well. Olga says, what the heck did everyone get these plea deals for and barely get punishment if there was no conspiracy? Who exactly were they trying to get when they offered Flynn, Gates, Manafort, and everyone else charged? Sweet, barely no jail time plea deals. Trump, Kushner, Don Jr., Ivanka, they're all walking free. Chris adds, not to mention how Flynn was allowed to continue as NSA director for weeks when the DOJ knew he was likely compromised, and Kushner should have had the security clearance, never have had the security clearances he got. This whole thing smells like a cover-up. Winning in 2020 is imperative. I am with you on that one. Lance via the PopNet chat box says, it all stinks to high heaven. Watergate's got nothing on this whole business. I say they got to release it. I mean, what they revealed, he revealed in his most recent letter, Barr did, that the Mueller report was over 300 pages, not counting notes and addendum. So go through, call through all those pages. Let's see how many they're going to redact. Got to see the whole thing, or else we're never going to be satisfied. Reach out. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505 on the AB Ben Barkley Show.
Crimson flames tap through my ears, going high and mighty trapped. Countless fire and flaming road, using ideas as my map. Older than, I'm younger than.
And stand back for a newly minted solo rock and roller into the Hall of Fame, Stevie Nicks, on the Amy Beth Arcui Show. Of course, Stevie's already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with her cohorts in Fleetwood Mac, Blue Letter, which underscores Bill Barr's problem as he culls through Robert Mueller's 300-plus back pages, not counting addendums and notes. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness, I can't wait to see that redacted version. Well, you know, Congress should at least get the full version, because by law they really should be able to have it. You know, if the public can't see certain things because of national security reasons, I get that. There's grand jury testimony. They're going to try everything they can to really, you know, go from 300 pages to maybe two and take out all the most unflattering possibilities when it comes to Donald Trump. That's what I'm thinking is going to happen if I look into my crystal ball, but who the heck knows? What's your take? Twitter is AB Wright. Phone line is 347-857-4505, should you find yourself listening live on Sunday, March 31st. And lots of folks are doing it. Wink and a nod to Dondi and Joe for that bird song on Twitter and the PopNet chat box, respectively. Love it when folks are chiming in and listening in the real-time ride. Not that you can't do it on podcast, too, and believe me, we love it. Follow the Amy Beth Arcui Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're available from Mixcloud to Stitcher, iTunes to NetNow. You'll find it if you want it, and we're, of course, affiliated with so many networks and platforms these days, PopNet, NYTR, that's New York Talk Radio, I believe, some other folks signing up, which is great. We did the PopNet roundtables, and I got lambasted on the right and left because I'm looking to find common ground and keep people at an easy pace. It's not always good because people are still incensed about this. I get it. They'll cover up things. Of course, the right wing taking their victory laps, Trump saying it's total vindication, total exoneration, which is not exactly what even Bill Barr put out in that flimsy little letter last week. He said there was no criminal conspiracy. They didn't rise to that level in terms of the collusion conspiracy end of it. On the other hand, he also said that he couldn't exonerate him when it comes to obstruction, and yet he's calling full exoneration, and guess what? His 30% or so are going to do it. His approval rating did tick down a bit from 46%, which I cannot believe he was at last week or the week before, to 43%. So we'll see what happens when it all comes out or whatever version of it all we actually get, and that's therein lies the problem. But maybe it's not all such bad news. Don posted this on Facebook, and I've seen a few other people posting some of this information too, where he says, Mueller is playing a much smarter game than Trump will ever know. He said, I saw this posted earlier. According to a new report from the New York Times, Mueller has farmed out federal indictments to the SDNY in Manhattan, the EDNY in Brooklyn, the EDVA in Virginia, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, D.C., the DOJ National Security Division, and the DOJ Criminal Division. So the takeaway from all of this, those familiar with Mueller's investigation understand that no more indictments from Mueller doesn't mean no more indictments. Ah, and of course, I'm hanging my hat on Letitia James, who is the New York State Attorney General, because, you know, you can't pardon his way out of New York State or a Washington, D.C., or Maryland, or whatever, Virginia state charge. So we'll see what happens. It's not over yet, but of course we don't want the Democrats to overplay their hand either. That's a problem. Speaking of the Democratic race, it keeps getting more crowded. Beto O'Rourke made it official yesterday. I mean, I thought he was officially in, but I guess what they do now to get themselves double media coverage is make a big splash for their exploratory committee and then officially launch at some kind of a rally. He had that yesterday. And, of course, Uncle Joe may be in trouble. Joe Biden, his time, whether or not he's going to get in or not, he's still at the top of the polls, but will his toting around all that touchy-feely baggage of his lead him to get out before he gets in? This new revelation by Lucy Flores, who is an assembly person, I don't know if she still is or was, in Nevada, ran for lieutenant governor out there, and during a rally in 2014, this is some years back, but she says now, she's revealing that she felt very uncomfortable during one encounter with Joe Biden when the former VP rubbed her shoulder, sniffed her hair, and gave her a kiss on the forehead. Sounds like typical Uncle Joe behavior. Why she's coming out with it now, she was a Bernie Sanders supporter. She's also involved with Better or Work, perhaps. She was on the Sunday talk shows this morning saying, yeah, it is politically based. I don't think he's qualified. Because of that, it bothers me, but other people have to make up their own mind. I guess so. I see it. But the problem is, does it disqualify him? And will it in the Me Too era? But we're also running up against Donald Trump, who has, I think, about 12 sexual harassment and or sexual assault charges lodged against him. How do we conveniently forget about this? He's Teflon Don. Everybody else, you can poke fun at it. And, of course, he will, because he just denies, whereas Joe Biden says he doesn't deny it, but he did apologize by saying he doesn't remember it actually happening that way, but he feels that she has a right and she should be empowered to speak, and he has to reevaluate his behavior. Well, he spends so much time reevaluating his behavior that it's going to cost him valuable time, energy, and votes? That's the question. I don't know if you can look through every part of somebody's past through the lens of where we are now. You know, you can learn from your past behavior and grow, and the same thing with some of the decisions he made supporting the tough crime bill, his handling of the Anita Hill situation. I mean, how many times do you have to apologize or make put it in context? Does it work? But yet he's still on the top of the polls, but he hasn't officially gotten in. See the conundrum? We'll see. Your take. Twitter is AB Wright's, phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box open for those live listeners on Sunday, March 31st, the cusp of April Fool's. Fooling around. Sometimes you fool around, you fall in love. It happens. What can you do? Reach out. It is Baby the Third Queen Show.
Love. sound insane. Do you realize that?
I'm blinded, baby. What can I see tonight?
Led Zeppelin classic for Johnny Fever's Hangover, Fool in the Rain, on the Eddie Beth Arkley Show, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, Diana Ross. For Nixie and for Pearlie, Hardier Regulars All, and Elvin Bishop's classic, Fooled Around and Fell in Love, on the cusp of the big day of pranks, April Fool's tomorrow. Happy to have you aboard today, and reach out via Twitter at AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, pop in the chat box for those stumbling in on the live broadcast on Sunday, March 31st. The Joe Biden story, is he going to be injured by the latest revelations by Lucy Flores? There have been for years talks about his touchy-feely stuff, but will it fly in the Me Too era? I don't know. Your take, Twitter is AB Writes, where JDAC says, really, how quaint, Lucy Flores, your inappropriate Biden kiss claim. This country is unfazed by POTUS and his pussy-grabbing ways, and you're complaining about a kiss that is so last decade. Or is it? Or really, his style is last decade, and maybe in the Me Too lens, it's a no-go. I don't know. I mean, I think I've said this before. When I was a kid many, many, many years ago, we had a principal in our elementary school who used to pinch people. And we always joke now that he would be in jail, or at least be tossed out of the school, or severely reprimanded if he did it once now. And, you know, again, is Joe Biden's standard of behavior this touchy-feely business where it isn't groping, but it's just a kiss or rubbing shoulders and people do find it inappropriate? Is it okay to look at that if he did it years ago through today's lens? I mean, that's a question everybody's going to have to answer, and this is definitely baggage he's going to have to tote around. But it is funny that President Trump seems to get away with everything. He's got, what, 12, I think, sexual assault charges. They're not just harassments. They're frankly, assault charges where he was accused of groping people, and somehow that is backburnered because he has so many allegations and so many things against him, and yet he keeps going on, undaunted. And this week he had his so-called best week ever on his Victory Vendetta tour, and really outrageous fourth-grade behavior at these rallies. Well, okay, that's his style. But what does he do? He takes away from his own thunder by now saying he's going to trash the Affordable Care Act again and put in something else, but Republicans have no other plan. There's no replacement. It's always repeal, but no replace. And they don't want any part of it because they got shellacked in the midterms, largely due to health care. Crazy stuff indeed. Oh, and he threw his education secretary, such as she is, Betsy DeVos, under the bus. She claimed she was going to cut the entire budget giving money funding for Special Olympics. And then when there was such a blowback, he said, oh, yeah, I'm going to take care of it. Don't worry about it. As if she was the one who decided to make those changes and not him. You talk about that one-way loyalty streak. It's crazy. But Sharon says, hey, you know, Joe Biden, there's a whole bunch of these creepy VP pictures out there. I don't think he can withstand it. So we'll see how that all plays out. I don't know. On the other hand, when we go to the Barr cover-up on the Mueller report, Laughing Gypsy says, it's amazing to me how any American can choose Trump over our republic. Country before party. Barr, do the right thing. Sir Frank says, in my humble opinion, Americans believe that you are the problem. If you release, the Mueller report doesn't indict you. The SDNY will indict you when you are voted out of office. So many unanswered questions, Barr. It's nothing but a cover-up. And Robin Hood says, no redaction, no cherry-picking by Barr. We want the entire Mueller report plus the grand jury material. Barr cover-up, release the Mueller report now. Well, we're not going to get the grand jury material, and maybe we shouldn't, but the Congress should, and the Congress has a right to subpoena that, I think, or fight for it in court. They should be able to get the entire report. They've gotten it under every other investigation from these special counsels. They should be able to get it. I know the statute changed from independent counsel to special counsel. To me, that's semantic. Congress has the right to do it because they need that information, because they have the right to impeach. Whether they will or not is another question, but they have the right to, and I think they should see it. To be continued, as they say. In other news, I don't know if you've seen anything about this, but I just saw in Toto the crazy deposition by Alex Jones. You know who he is, the right-wing radio talker who is now being sued on multiple fronts by parents of Sandy Hook parents, the kids that were killed in that massacre back in 2012. For many years, Jones and others, and Jones, the loudest of the voices, calling the Sandy Hook massacre a false flag. In other words, they claim the government staged the whole thing. It were crisis actors. There were no kids. These kids didn't really exist. The school didn't really exist. I mean, he went on and on, rants and raves on his shows for years about this. He is also, of course, a 9/11 truther. He believes all these deep state conspiracies. And by the way, Donald Trump, I don't know if he's been on since he's been president, but during his campaign was a frequent guest on InfoWars, the Alex Jones show. And I mean, he's a conspiracy theorist himself. He was one of the birthers. That's how he rose to fame, by glomming onto the whole birther business against Obama. He's our president, so think about that. It's scary. But the deposition is riveting. It's compelling. This guy is nuts. He's off the chain. He's backtracking a bit. He said he was under some kind of psychosis. He now believes that it really did happen, although he still thinks the government held back some details. I wonder what he would say about the whole Mueller business now, because he's Trump's buddy, if you talk about conspiracies and cover-ups. But he believes that he was under some kind of a psychosis because of the media and because the government lies so frequently, this is his words, that you don't know what to believe. And he really bought into the whole conspiracy theories. Now he's backtracking. But he's being sued because his words were so injurious to these people, caused them so much emotional stress, and frankly, some of these people were actually threatened bodily by some of Alex Jones' fans and listeners who went after people and harassed them and called them and stalked them and that kind of thing, which is just crazy stuff. And Trump does the same thing in his rallies. So words do matter, and you do have power when you have a bully pulpit, and you should use it. But the question becomes, it's a slippery slope, because he does have First Amendment rights. He can say whatever he wants to say. So how do you then sue somebody for saying something? You have to prove that he knew it was false, and that's what they're kind of trying to do. I think it's going to be a fascinating case to watch, because we do have First Amendment rights. You can say what you want. That doesn't mean you have the right to have a platform. He has been hurt substantially by being taken off so many platforms, including Twitter and YouTube. He still has his website up. I looked yesterday. It's still up there, so you can find the website. And he's in social media on Gab, which is sort of the deep state version of Twitter. People that get thrown off Twitter, these nefarious characters, go into this. But these kind of talk shows have been around for years, before the Internet became as prevalent as it is, certainly before social media took hold. And you have a right to say things. You just don't have a right. You're not guaranteed a talk show. You're not guaranteed a podcast or a platform, although everybody can start one now. I mean, that's part of the problem and or good thing about it. I mean, we live in the creative age. I always say it's great. We can all have platforms. Doesn't mean people are listening or catching on to it, but you have the right to say what you want to say. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see how this all plays out, because it's a First Amendment issue, but it's also a harassment issue. So I'm going to closely watch this case and see how it unfolds. But in the meantime, his deposition is riveting. We'll post the link for you on social media so you can watch it if you have a chance yourself, and just see what kind of a crackpot Mr. Jones really is. I'm going to get an excuse to play the Johnny Gross. I mean, it's a dark wish.
La 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 la.
Cut up! Once again, you've fallen for one of my classic pranks.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun.
Unfiltered. What a great version of Fool on the Hill for Nancy and Cindy on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. And Get Off of My Cloud, the Rolling Stones classic for Barry. And a get well wishes to Mick Jagger, who has been sidelined due to an undisclosed medical condition, canceling the North American tour this summer, vowing to get back to business soon. He is 75 years old. They're all getting older, but keep rocking, guys. We wish you the best, Mick, of course. And the Counting Crows with Mr. Jones, as we put the that fanatic, right-wing talker Alex Jones in the spotlight. The deposition, I will post the links for you. You got to watch it. It's so compelling and riveting. This guy is off the chain. Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. We go quickly around the social media horn one final time for folks chiming in about that, I believe. M says, if Alex Jones wants back on social media, he should have to admit the things he said were untrue and go into detail about what was untrue and what actually is true. Anything less is just an attempt to bypass taking responsibility for the horrible things he's done just for the money. Tintin says he blames it on psychosis. What does that say about the people that support him, like Fox News and Trump? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Trump, remember, Trump is a conspiracy theorist himself, one of the people who rails against the quote-unquote deep state, although he is now in charge of it. I don't get it. And, you know, he got into political infamy and took over the top spot in the government because of the false birther claims. Think about that. He was a regular on the Alex Jones show. This is how far we have fallen. What a crazy, crazy world we live in, right? For sure. But you know what combats craziness and sometimes encourages it in a good way? Creativity. My creative walk in the woods, the short story cure, deadlines. I'm always good on deadlines because I was a journalist for so many years. You got to get it done, you got to get it done. And I'm working on a short story that is due for submission by the end of this month. I'm going to make it because I got to do it. It's like Dorothy Parker says, the cure for writer's block, putting the ass in the seat and being motivated. And sometimes the Inspiration to Action Challenge has helped folks do that, and I'm so gratified. Today it's Fendi in Montclair, New Jersey, who says, I am focused in new ways. Thank you for giving a new purpose. Knee-deep in a memoir. Every single day I face the page, as you would say, and that has been so helpful and important. Well, thank you, Fendi. Hey, keep going, will you? And please keep us posted. Has the Inspiration to Action Challenge worked for you? I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. But more importantly, I think you're spurring other folks on and giving people permission to try, to fail, to get back up, keep going, keep trying, keep doing it. It's a daily deal. I know. I get it. If you need some a little creative kick in the keister, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one's on me. It works like this. It's about a 20-minute conversation. It's not a full session, but it's a conversation in which I will give you a primer on the challenge, some other tips and tricks to get you into a more creative, productive mode, and see what happens. It can help, I think. You know, no guarantees, but I hope it can. And reach out via the website either way. It's amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. While you're out there, you can also peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon mystery, some other goodies are up for grabs. You can chime in with your guest suggestions, your big story, and Forgotten 45 requests, and links to the podcast, one-stop shopping. Have at us at the website, amybetharkawy.com. Don't forget about social media. You can reach out friendly on Facebook, connect with us on Twitter, our producer Trudy Hartz at Radio Trudy, and I am at AB Writes. So thanks you for joining us in real time. Always love it. I really do. And thanks to the TCS crew. Trudy running solo in the booth because Aurora's back at the headquarters with ML taking care of some business. We thank you all for joining us. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, get ready for the big pranks tomorrow, and come back and see us, won't you? On the Amy Beth Arquay Show aboard another Ship of Fools from World Party. And I'll catch you next month.